Next person is Edwin, Ewin Amuzie, Amuzie, 51452. This is a 71-year-old gentleman originally from Nigeria. He moved to this country in 1990s. He went to New York. Then he moved to Chicago. He's driven taxi and been in restaurant business. He's currently separated from his wife. He has 5 children and lives with his daughter here in Houston, period. In 2000, he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is in remission at this time. He received radiation and chemotherapy at that time. Because of the radiation that he's had, he has severe low back pain. He has had multiple injections, ESI injections in his back, and is currently on Tylenol number 4 to control his symptoms. Past medical problems include congestive heart failure, under care of a cardiologist with cardiomyopathy and low ejection fraction, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, neuropathy, severe back pain, and volume overload, allergy, procardia, family history, mom, dad died in an accident, mom died of natural causes. His medications include Norvasc 10 milligram at bedtime, Tylenol number 4, Losartan 100 milligram once a day, Prilosec 40 milligram a day, Neurontin 300 milligram BID. He was recently on a bout of Keflex 500 milligram 4 times a day because of his exacerbation of his COPD. His daughter tells me that he's having confusion and because of his congestive heart failure, his shortness of breath, he's no longer willing or able to go to doctor's office. For this reason, he was recommended for hospice and palliative care at this time period. I've placed a call to his cardiologist, and I'm waiting to get his ejection fraction and his cardiac workup from previously. Medical problems include CHF, COPD, hypertension, multiple myeloma, status post-chemo, and radiation therapy in 2000, weakness, shortness of breath, back pain, hip pain, lower extremity swelling. He has difficulty with walking. He uses a walker, but again, it's becoming worse for him to, he's becoming very difficult for him to do so. He's no longer able to leave the house. He suffers from PND and orthopnea. His pain keeps him up at night and complains of severe pain in his low back pain and legs. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system as above. An exam, his blood pressure is 100 over 68. Pulse is 100. Respiration is 20. O2 side is 94% of room air. And heart rate is 57. Heart positive, sonic positive, stool with an S3 Gallop. Lungs, bronchi, and RALS. Abdomen, soft. Lower extremity, 2 plus edema. Neurological, non-focal, except for severe weakness. Skin, decreased turgor. Oral mucosa without any lesion. Here we have a 71-year-old gentleman with end-stage CHF, complicated CHF and cardiomyopathy, complicated with COPD, history of multiple myeloma, severe back pain, severe weakness, inability to walk to get to the door. He no longer wants to go to the doctor's office. Again, I've placed a call to his cardiologist regarding his cardiac workup in the past. He was able to use a walker, but he's now basically bedbound. He uses a bedside commode. He has chest pain, shortness of breath, orthopnea, and PND throughout the night and has difficulty sleeping. Period. Patient is in desperate need of pain control. He's in pain 8 out of 10 at all times. And pain that he's in. Period.